Hi folks, firstly just thanks for tuning in to my introduction podcast as part of Team ACF's Bikini Academy. I just thought I would do this quick podcast to hopefully share with you all a wee bit of detail about my own fitness journey story. Now, this isn't really about me as a bodybuilder or a fitness competitor. This is my story on how I was able to change my lifestyle from my early 20s, and I'm now 41 years of age, but change my lifestyle both physically and mentally. So you see, I've attached a wee picture to this podcast, a bit of a transformational picture. So the picture below will clearly show you the journey that I've been on, and I'd like to share some of the detail that helped me change my life, going from, you know, the size 16 girl on the left to size 8 to 10 girl on the right. Picture on the left, 21 years of age, and on the right I was 40. That was last year. So where did it all begin then? So the pic on the left, as I said, is me at 22 years of age. In a nutshell, very little confidence, huge lack of self-esteem, hated buying clothes, hated going on holiday, and just really wasn't happy within myself. So the pic on the right was last year, and that was one of my fitness photo shoots, and I was 40 years of age. And never in a million years would I have dreamt when I was 22 that I would end up at 40 doing a fitness shoot, or even better still, standing on stage competing. So to really keep it simple and share some hints and tips with you, you know, I put my change of lifestyle down to three key things. A lot of this will be common sense, guys, but you know, I do feel I'd like to share this with you. So the first one was my own mindset. So I actually hit a point when I was 22, hit a point in my life where basically enough was enough. Didn't like myself and knew it was time for change. And whilst other people around me would have said, you know, why don't you join Weight Watchers? Why don't you do Slimming World? I guess it was down to me to make that decision. So mindset for me was key. After that, it was about the whole goal setting piece. And, you know, the only thing I would say to you is, you know, I didn't set a goal then that I was going to lose 3 stone, or I didn't set a goal then at 22 and say I was going to end up going from a pro card in, you know, a fitness competition. It was baby steps. So you need to be realistic and you need to think, is what I'm setting here achievable? So for me, it was about, I want to lose a couple of pounds every week for the next couple of weeks. I want to start training. I want to start eating healthy. It was small goals. And once I started to see some of those results come through, that just made me even more motivated, even more driven to carry on. So the second key thing for me is probably consistency and discipline. And I say that around training and my eating habits. So over the years, I've done lots of different types of diets, to be honest. Weight Watchers, Slimmer World, shakes, bars, you name it, I've tried it. And to be honest, whilst they've allowed me to lose weight, a lot of it was very much short term. And also without the exercise, it was, you know, turning me into this, you know, overweight person to this skinny fat person. No definition, no tone, no nice, you know, physique or shape. So I guess the biggest success for me was when I started just clean eating, basic clean eating. Now I know, you know, Team ACF are real big advocates of the whole flexible dieting piece. And I know Ashley will be honest and say, you know, for me, I'm probably clean eater 90% of the time. I really enjoy my cheat meal once a week, and I am quite disciplined about that. I feel I've earned it and I can eat whatever I want. In saying that, but being a clean eater, you know, I don't begrudge myself from if I want a piece of dark chocolate or a treat, you know, pick a mix, stuff like that. But I have educated myself now on good foods. Gone are the days of the chicken and broccoli diet. You know, for me, there's a massive range of great foods out there that taste fantastic and are good for you. And I know a lot of the great girls on this page are sharing lots of those recipes because they've been in the same boat. So I think, you know, make sure that you're picking up all the good practices, the recipes, the hints and tips that all the girls are sharing as part of this Bikini Academy page. I think for me, the treats, you know, rather than going for a bar of chocolate, I've learned myself over the years, you know, what's the healthy treats that you can have to fix your sugar craving. So again, protein balls and, you know, your Greek yogurts, your protein drops, all those lovely things that, you know, very little calories, very little carbs, very little sugars, fats, but give you that wee kick, that wee sugar boost. Linked to this is probably just some discipline with thinking ahead and preparation. You know, so for me, when I started off my fitness journey, I was a Weight Watcher for a couple of years and I did lose a lot of weight with Weight Watchers, but it wasn't a healthy diet. You know, for me, it was about ding dong my meals every night, 3 minutes, processed meals, full of sugars, not healthy at all. And now for me, it's about preparing in advance my lunches, my dinners, thinking ahead, always having your contingency snacks with you. If you're out and about in the car, like your tub of nuts or your, you know, your protein bar, just really, and honestly, the discipline becomes easier the more you practice it. So I think then moving on to sort of my training, absolutely love the training that I do. Now, if I'm prepping for a show, my training will be very disciplined and very robust. And I know Ashley will hate me for saying this, but off season and when I don't have a show to prep for, I do love getting a good sweat on with some cardio, group training sessions, circuits, boxing, really mixing it up. Most of all, obviously, I love my weight sessions and I would put my change in physique solely down to the weight training that I do. But you know, in terms of that social aspect of this, the cardio sessions, group sessions are what, you know, keeps me happy, keeps me motivated. And without a doubt, training has become a huge part of my social life. You know, great circle of friends who all enjoy it, and I'm at the stage now that it's really an essential part of my life and it actually makes me happy. I definitely do think it's a motivational factor, a pick me up if you're having a stressful day at work or, you know, the kids are doing your head in, you know, get out and do a training session. Honestly, you will feel great after it. I would also add, as I said, that, you know, I do have quite a demanding job. The training for me is a great release for my stress. And I do joke about this, but if I didn't go to the gym every night, I would probably be tempted to go home and have a glass of wine. I do believe training and exercise is great therapy for all sorts of anxiety, depression, you know, and I've even seen some of my own friends and family take up going to the gym or doing a wee bit of exercise, and they have solely benefited from this after suffering with a bit of maybe stress, anxiety or depression. So currently my training split, and again, this is excluding when I'm on prep, and this is me just normal off season. You know, good balance with 4 weight sessions per week and 3 cardio. Obviously, if there's holidays coming up or special occasions and I want to do a wee bit of a cut, then I'll talk to Ashley and get some advice in terms of, you know, if I want to maybe drop my calories or tweak my training accordingly. But in general, you know, 4 good weight sessions and 3 cardio sessions. I think the one success factor for me over the years is education. So invest in great qualified coaches who can teach you a lot. You know, the other point is, you know, getting to know how your own body works in terms of food intolerances, how carbs react to you, high fats, proteins. I think for me, I've made some mistakes over the years and I've learned from it. So I understand my body and how it works a bit better now, which definitely does help. And, you know, whilst I've got years of experience in terms of training and dieting and prepping and competing and all that sort of stuff, you know, I have invested lots of money in lots of different coaches, you know, but I do fundamentally believe having that one coach is really beneficial as they're constantly educating you. Obviously, you get a lot of encouragement from them. And, you know, no matter how hard I feel, I push myself when I'm doing a weight session, you know, your coach will always push you beyond your limits, you know, to another new level, which I think is really important. More importantly, you know, I mentioned at the start about my physical and mental changes throughout this fitness journey. And, you know, I'd like to touch on the mental aspect of the journey because, you know, in terms of confidence, don't underestimate the significant impact weight loss and having a healthy lifestyle can have on your confidence and self-belief and just general well-being. Honestly, this has been the biggest win for me out of all of this. Not only has it helped me progress my fitness journey into a bit more bodybuilding, fitness model competitions, etc., which again, as I said at the start, I never would have dreamt in a million years that you would find me at 40 years of age on stage in a bikini flexing muscles. You know, so again, that confidence, that journey has just made me grow and grow in self-belief that I can actually do it. But, you know, the other thing that the confidence piece has helped is me progress in my home life and my work life. You know, this is, again, being honest with you all, started off 18 years of age working in a McDonald's restaurant with very little qualifications, being overweight and a bit unhappy. Now working my way through the ranks at Lloyds Banking Group. Just hitting 17 years last week, where I'm now, you know, site deputy managing over 1,700 staff. Again, I believe a lot of those opportunities came my way, and due to the confidence that I had, it allowed me to sort of pursue them and actually go for it. So I do think, you know, fundamentally that due to the change in the mindset, increased confidence and obviously happier outlook on life, just give me that wee bit of oomph to go for those opportunities, both with the fitness, you know, photo shoots on stage, and then obviously where my career is concerned as well. Just moving on then, the other point I'd like to mention is regarding how us girls, you know, just love to hone in on our negative points. And I'm saying this because this page is dedicated for females, and I do a lot of work in the office with the females in regards to, you know, boosting their confidence, their personal brand, more for their career progression, but I do think it relates to personal goals as well. And you know what I would say is, from the years that I've been working with some of the girls, and I used to be one like this myself, we are very quick to point out the bad points, the negative points, weak points, what we're not good at, what we couldn't possibly do, what we couldn't achieve, you know, just a glass half empty type of attitude, you know. And again, through the work I've done with some of my female colleagues, helping them to build their own personal brand, which will ultimately help them with their career and a lot of you know, personal goals, whether it be fitness, work, family, etc., you know, ultimately it boils down to really starting to see your good points. You know, dwell on your strengths. Don't be afraid to say what you're good at or your physique. You know, yeah, I like my shoulders, don't like my backside, whatever. But try and have a real positive outlook and a can-do attitude. And I think, you know, one, your mindset is in the right place. And I think, you know, you need to have a good support team around you. Then you're really just set up to win. So for me, that is the starting point. Get your mindset in the right place. Make sure you have a great support team around you, and then go from there. Now, from my experience, I've lost friends along the way, and I am going to be honest, because all of a sudden, if you maybe don't socialise as much, or you're not fussed on, you know, going out every weekend and getting drunk, some of your friends mightn't appreciate that, or might find you're turning into this, you know, strange person. But that's fine. You need to do what makes you happy. And if it means that you have to have honest conversations with friends and family about that and about your goals, then, you know, do that. But don't be a people pleaser. You know, do what makes you happy, because honestly, you'll end up with regrets. Lastly, and most importantly, this is your health after all, you know, and that's what I've started, you know, thinking about. The older I get, the more I realise how important it is. So, you know, health first, and then everything else comes after. I've seen on the page some of you is asking about supplements. Now, again, I'm no expert and I'm not qualified, but day-to-day supplements I feel are essential for me. You know, I'm happy to run through what those are, but again, talk to your coach, talk to Ashley if you want some advice. But for me, I feel, you know, female multivitamins, vitamin C, fish oils, maybe some CNMA before bed, which I take. I also take some D3, probiotics and digestive enzymes. Now, that might be too much for some of you guys, but again, you know, maybe ask Ashley what he feels is appropriate. I've been taking those for few years now, and you know, the difference in my skin, hair, nails, health in general, I believe is down to, you know, taking some of those additional supplements. So I just want to wrap it up, and hopefully I haven't bored you all too much. So, you know, just to summarize, what I would say is, for me personally in my fitness journey, a couple of key points that I've covered. You know, making the change is really down to you and your mindset. So the choice is yours. We goals, you know, make sure you're setting goals. Well, keep it simple, take baby steps. And I think, you know, once you start to see those results, you'll be buzzing to keep going. And then third is probably just the consistency and discipline. You will fall off the wagon, you will sort of, but you know, pick yourself up again and get back on it. Just stick with it, I promise. It actually becomes easier with practice. And then ultimately, you know, you'll get the end result physically and mentally in a better place. Obviously better health, more confidence, better self-belief. And with all of that, you never know, the sky's the limit. So, thanks for taking the time out to listen. Feel free to send me a wee message if you have any questions. Again, I'm not qualified. I'm really just talking from my own experience. And lastly, an open invitation for any of you who would like to join me for maybe a wee weight session or cardio session if you're up in Belfast anytime. So, thanks a lot, guys. Have a great weekend. See ya.